Well, you know, and the whole idea that we're going to have Southeastern Conference pregame celebrations, if you will. How's that?
You are?
I don't know. I'm not. But oh. I mean, tailgating.
Oh, well, we had that in the former
I know,
conference,
but,
too.
But I know. Things will be different. So here, with that in mind, police in Canada were called to investigate several men driving around with booze on a motorized picnic table. You think we might see any of that?
I've seen a motorized ice chest.
Oh, yeah. Well, there used to be a guy who had a bicycle, or was it who drive around on campus? Is
yeah,
that right?
I've seen a guy had rigged up a ice chest with an engine and wheels.
Yeah. And
I mean, that's taking it to the party.
Drove around with it.
Always. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got your tasty beverages there. I don't know if that qualifies as drinking and driving or not, but, you know, it looks like fun.
Would think that it'd probably make an open invitation for you just about any place.
Of course.
Hey, I brought my own icy cold beverages.
Oh, sure.
But this thing was equipped with four wheels and a lawnmower engine.
That's cool.
Now, it doesn't say there was a steering device, which could be important. Being able to actually steer it.
Why wouldn't you have one?
Yeah, one would hope. But you never know. I mean, if that's what you're doing is just icy beveraging around. Hey, do you remember when we were going to get the space shuttle? We were in the pitch for that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It was going to be at the museum.
Right. I mean, just – and one of the things that was important is that I think we really had going for us was the fact that transporting it, you know, if you're going to fly it in or whatever, it's right there at – would have been right there at Easter Egg Airport. And then, you know, it wouldn't have taken much to get it over there, right? So
– landed on the bypass.
Yeah. Bottom line is we didn't get it. The space shuttle Endeavour made 25 trips into orbit. It logged more than 122 million miles in space. I'm guessing it was out of warranty, right? I think you're back about three oil changes late here, sir. But anyway, the final 12-mile journey through the streets of Los Angeles has caused much consternation.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kat. It would seem that the 5 stories tall, 78-foot-wide Endeavour needs more than your basic banner that says oversized load hanging from the back as you're hauling it down the streets.
Well, don't you just put a red handkerchief on the back?
Yeah, sure. You have to have a 2x4 sticking out of it. Then
you put
the red handkerchief
on
that.
Of course, yes.
Right.
So you just nail that sucker onto the back of the shuttle.
Yep, be just fine. Anyway, now, it was hanging on this trailer, making the trek from Los Angeles International Airport to its permanent display at the California Science Center. And again, had we been able to land it at Easterwood Airport, it would have been a quarter of a mile, maybe a mile to place it where it was going to be in College Station. But nah, they go ahead and give it to California, where they had to cut down 400 trees, including 250 magnolias South L.A., 100 pine trees and ficus trees in Inglewood.
That'll get some people riled up.
I'm thinking so. Officials say the route was the only way to get the shuttle into the center. Other streets weren't wide enough.
So is that that's the same shuttle that they talked about possibly bringing?
Right. That's
here
what
we're
talking. Yes, you just joined us. I know you were out chasing the story, but yes, that's right. That's
really,
the one. The one.
That irritated me because I covered that. Like, whenever they were saying, yeah, they might give it to us. I talked to Dr. Kalman at the museum. And it's Texas. They actually have a space program in this state. Yeah. Like, and we're going to end up with just a little demo thing?
We should have had Kat arguing for us.
Let's
go up there to D.C. and whack them around.
Punch some people.
That's right.
Yeah!
The California Science Center has promised to replace the felled trees with twice as many new ones.
Of course.
Claims it'll spend $500,000 improving the neighborhoods where the trees were cut down, but residents obviously objecting.
Yeah, they're going to have to chop down 400 houses to put up those extra trees.
$500,000? How expensive are these trees?
Well, look, it's California, number one. Number one, it's a government project.
Oh.
Number two, it's California. So, you know, put that together.
A little bit of markup.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Two things against you from the very beginning.
Could have had a little built-in extra in there, just a little juice for everybody involved. But again, 400 trees, including, and I don't know how big the magnolias are, but, you know, if they've been there a while, those can be pretty ginormous trees. And the other thing is,
well, what if they can't get the trees down the street? Will they cut down other trees to get these trees in?
Yeah. No, I think it's probably pretty well clear cut along the roads now. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, you know, it's almost Friday. We're doing well. And you?
No, just fine.
Good.
Hey, you know, if they would have had those guys from Lowe's package up the shuttle, they could have fit in the back of a pickup truck with that fly.
Exactly. I mean, it would have been so much easier. Hello.
It's like a Christmas tree.
I guess that thing's too heavy for a helicopter to bring it over.
Yeah, no, they can't do that. That'd take like a dozen Hueys to pick that puppy up.
That'd
and
be
drop
cool,
it down.
Though.
That would
It'd
be awesome.
Fun to watch, but, you know, they'd be flying about 4 feet off the ground. But, you know, the other thing is, though, you knock down 100 pine and ficus and, you know, 250 magnolias and that kind of stuff. They probably were providing shade in some places, too. You know what I mean?
Not anymore.
Nope. Maybe been some houses that were kind of, you know, maybe it was one of those really tree-shaded streets.
Where were all the tree huggers when this was going
well,
on?
Well, I don't know. See, and again, I don't think you can go in like in dark of night and cut down 400 trees.
Well, no, but you don't you see the shuttle coming
down
the street?
It's hard not to notice something that's 780 feet wide.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think that they had the guys just right ahead of it cutting them down maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's like a road crew.
Yeah. got a road crew. They got the Esplenda trucks right behind them.
A dump truck going there and five guys and a couple of...
They sent out the orcs and Saruman's army.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know how they did it, but nonetheless, it's obviously it's causing a little consternation there in the friendly state of California. Hey, America! U.S. America, are you ready for ice cream nachos?
Yes!
Maybe.
Not to be...
Depends what constitutes as ice cream.
A glowing yes and then a skeptical maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it like dehydrated space ice cream with cheese on top?
No, no, no.
Because that doesn't sound very good.
See, and that's another thing. I guess you can still get that at NASA, right?
But you can also, if it was like, is it crumpled up cones with ice cream? Because that doesn't sound very bad.
We're going to find out together in just a minute. In the meantime, there's that dry ice cream that you buy at NASA for, what, $8? Is that about right?
I don't know, but you can crack a tooth out with that mess.
Comes in two flavors. Anyway.
Chalk and chalk.
Yeah, it's pink chalk and brown chalk.
I'm just going to go with the space dots if I have a choice. You know, that's what they have at NASA.
Is that freeze-dried ice cream in a cup?
Looks like Quadro Triticale from the old Star Trek.
Dipping dots?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, really,
yeah, but it's called Space Dots at NASA.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm,
stick it to your face.
And it's cheap. Stick it to your face.
Yeah, it sticks to your face.
Now, why would you do that?
By accident.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
And then, of course, that's what Facebook is for. Hello?
Yeah, with all those trees cut down and replanted, do we have more jobs saved or created?
That's an outstanding thought. I had not thought about this. That's, this could have been a shovel-ready project
That could mess up the numbers.
It could. Hello?
Going back to the shuttle.
Yeah.
Isn't California, like, broke? Maybe we can get that off from cheap.
Well, you know, that's a great point.
Yeah,
maybe we should have been ready to make a counter offer at that point.
Repo the shuttle?
And while they're at it, maybe they could have mulched all those trees and made them into new dollar bills.
Yeah, I just...
like to print those out.
You know, okay, you see you're going to have to do that. Hey, College Station, we'd be more than happy to do that. We're not have to cut down any trees, anything like that. It ought to be just fine.
Yeah, because we have roads that are made for great big old trucks like the one Scott drives.
Absolutely.
So do you see the folks from California trying to drag that shuttle over to the Pawn Star guys?
And he'd go out there and go, let's see, $20 million, I'd give you $15,000.
I mean, the condition isn't great here. It's been a little worn.
Yeah.
Missing a few tiles.
If this was new, it'd be worth a ton of money.
You know, I still got to move it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to have to display it. You understand, I got a business here. I got to make money off of this deal. So, but anyway, maybe wood chips are really cheap in California now, if you think about
that.
Well,
yeah, you can use the chips.
400 trees, so it'd be that.
I don't know how much quality wood magnolias would give. That's kind of a stringy tree.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so not to be outdone by the freaky foods available at fast food restaurants and local summertime fairs, Baskin-Robbins.
I used to work there.
Did you?
I worked there for 2 weeks until I paid off my uniform, and then I quit.
It took 2 weeks to pay it off?
Go ahead, Captain.
Ralph Lauren or something?
No.
The stage is yours. Go ahead.
No, that's about it. Finish your story, please.
Was it? Well, no. Yours is much more fascinating.
Yes.
So now, was it in one of the local stores here?
No, it was in Waco.
It was in Waco.
And I was concerned about one of my arms becoming grossly engorged like a fiddler crab.
Oh.
After you scrape with just...
So she'd have like a Popeye arm.
Yeah,
right?
When you just scoop with one arm. I'll tell you what, man. The Rocky Road, that stuff is a monster.
Really?
You get down in the bottom, it is like a rock, and you can't scoop it out. And then what I found really interesting was that different cultural groups or age groups will order the same flavor of ice cream. Everyone who was probably 65 and over would always get black walnut, or they would ask for Cherry's Jubilee, which I don't know if we had it, but that was what they always got anyway. It was an interesting experience.
Well, that's why we're talking about it.
What made you feel really bad is when you didn't have something that somebody wanted, and you're like, well, this is good. I could add this and this. And they're like, no, that's okay.
She's like an ice cream sommelier. So what, did you use like hash marks? Okay, over 65 and they had black walnut.
No, just if they walked in and they look kind of like Mr. Rogers, they're probably going to ask you for black walnut.
Hello.
So you better get ready.
Yeah, can we please get back to the ice cream nachos?
Hello.
Nah, she really wanted the uniform.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you what
Where
else.
Where is the uniform?
I don't think I have this.
Oh.
I've got the apron and the hat in my closet. But you did
we need
you
a
know,
picture.
Do you have to routinely weigh the balls of ice cream that you scoop?
Okay.
To make sure they're the correct
quality
weight.
Control, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
I never imagined. And we cook our own ice cream cones.
Yeah, well,
it's like a little waffle press thing and a round thing and you twist it and it makes a cone.
Hello. Okay. Well,
anyway,
my thought is, though, I mean,
didn't you ever work in an ice cream store?
No. Do you think that they, Steve, do you think they whispered to each other as people walked in? They were trying to guess what flavor.
Oh, no question. You would go and stand probably by that flavor.
Oh, yeah. That man.
Can I help you? And I'm standing right here. I'm not going to take an extra step. I know what you're going to get.
That man looks like a chocolate and lavender connoisseur.
So, and now, did y'all ever have
short guy, Napoleon ice cream.
That's it. he knows. But did you ever have like a quota thing? Like, you know, you really needed to move the whatever Spanish almond, and so you pushed that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, no, but they did have specials where it was like, this is our special at this time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the flavors rotate. So even though it is 31 flavors, they don't always have the same flavors all the time. They rotate seasonally.
There you go. And then, of course, every once in a while, did you have to really step up and make a sundae or something?
Yes, I learned how to open a banana without touching the banana at all. There's a special technique. Like, you put the banana down and then, like, using plastic knives and stuff, you can peel a banana to where you don't actually touch the banana at all, and you just put the banana into the...
You flip it up into the air, it does a 3.5, and then it lands in the plastic tray, and you're ready to build your sundae.
Maybe
it's in the back of your mind for a while now.